USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is campaigning in New Mexico ahead of the midterm elections next Tuesday. The president is promoting his efforts to forgive student loan debt, vowing to always fight for students.
Your generation is not going to be ignored. You will not be shunned. You will not be silenced.
The president also campaigning in California Thursday. The CDC has released new guidelines on prescribing opioids, giving doctors more power to treat pain. Acting director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, Dr. Christopher Jones, says the decision is meant to empower doctors and patients to decide based on specifics of a case.
I've seen the profound impacts pain can have on someone's life. And I've also seen how that life can be transformed when a patient is able to access safe and effective care. That's why the release of the 2022 guideline is so important. It's intended to help improve communication between clinicians and patients and to support the patient-clinician relationship.
A new study out reveals just how many adults are dying from binge drinking.
20% of deaths for U.S. adults between the ages of 20 and 49 stem from binge drinking. That's according to a new study conducted over a recent four-year period and published this week. Researchers examined national and state mortality data from 2015 to 2019, noting that deaths fully attributable to alcohol have risen in the past decade. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Game 5 of the World Series is set to be played Thursday night in Philadelphia. The series is all tied up at 2 games apiece after Houston won on Wednesday. First pitch of Game 5 is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden is heading out on a West Coast swing Thursday. One stop will be in the border state of New Mexico to talk about his student loan relief program. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox Business he's not expecting the border topic to come up.
He's not going to bring that up. It's one of his greatest failures as president of the United States. Obviously, a president is supposed to keep us safe, keep our border safe, and he's an utter failure there, so no, he's not going to bring that up.
The top Republican in the House says his party won't make cuts to Social Security if they win the election next week.
Here's a commitment to America. What does it say in there? To save and strengthen Social Security and Medicare. This simply means is we're not touching it.
California's Kevin McCarthy insisted Democrats are desperate as they bring up this line of attack so close to the election. The Border Patrol is defending the use of pepper spray to push back a group of Venezuelan illegal immigrants near El Paso, saying the agents were being attacked. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez says this happens all the time. The pepper spray, launched from a paintball, came in response to an agent being hit by a rock while another was hit with a flagpole. Former President Trump will be speaking at a rally in Iowa Thursday night where there are key races for governor and U.S. Senate. The former president also holding a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.